This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, with tomorrow's news tonight. And I'm broadcasting from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now via the Internet and the satellite, plus to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people working on the coronavirus problem in America, helping us stay free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and let's not forget about all those roughnecks working the oil rigs around the country and around the world, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. And finally, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go over to Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you can follow the show and all the different things we're doing over there. Well, joining us right now, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start the story tonight, the news stories tonight, with a report that came out yesterday from the Democrats. Now, this is unbelievable. This is Nancy Pelosi. This is her two committee chairmen, Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, that are talking to the Supreme Court, and they told them that they need the secret grand jury materials from the Mueller investigation to determine whether or not to impeach President Donald Trump once again.
That's right, Captain. They're looking for new impeachable offenses, basically, is what we understand from them. They want to comb through grand jury testimony, which is, you know, not released. It's something that they've been trying to get their eyes on for some time. And again, you know, first of all, there's nothing going to be in there. But I really do think, Captain, that what they want to do primarily is, you know, if they can find anything they can twist, they would. But what they want to do primarily is they want to be able to continue the same old thing that they did with the
distraction.
That's right. To say things like, if only we could see into the grand jury testimony, then we'd have the evidence we need, that kind of thing. It's just talking points for their own talking heads that they send out to the different networks.
Yeah, and they're going to make it look like as if, well, what are they hiding? What is President Trump hiding? Why won't they release it? Why won't they do this? Well, first of all, I'll tell you what. We heard yesterday from Attorney General Barr that the Durham probe unlikely will lead to any prosecutions at all of either former President Barack Obama, or former Vice President Joe Biden. So forget that idea.
Yes, yeah, exactly right. And you know, one other thing on this idea of them looking for the grand jury testimony kind of tells me too that the election in their estimation is going poorly for them, because they're still trying to plan to impeach Trump after he wins election, it looks like.
Now, let me see if I can even get Barr to come up here. I got a clip here with Barr.
Attorney General, the criminal justice system will not be used for partisan political ends. And this is especially true for the upcoming elections in November.
Okay, so he's not going to use his office, nor the Attorney General's office, or any of the attorneys that they've got, the investigations. It's not political, and we knew that to begin with. However, we do know that we have this unbelievable investigation going on with Durham involving the Russiagate thing and the attorney, what they did with Flynn and the other one there, what was his name, Carter Page. And and George Papadopoulos are going into all of that to look and see what has been what's transpired and how they did it.
Well, right, and all those different things that you just mentioned, Captain, those are going to be front and center campaign issues, in the sense that the more information that comes out, the avalanche of revelations about it, about these different things, are going to weigh into the election. These are going to be campaign commercials. The Democrats are going to have to try to talk their way out of these kinds of things. But the weight of all of that, I think, is going to be impactful.
Yeah, well, the campaign commercials that are going to be out are going to be fantastic, are going to be the ones of Joe Biden. He had another event from his basement. Did you see it?
I saw one he had the other day, yes.
Yeah, well, he had another one, and this one was absolutely just as bad as the other one, with the dogs barking and noise being made and all that stuff. He's going, "That's not me, that's my neighbors," or something like that, you know. I mean, who cares, right?
Well, I know earlier in the week he said that we had lost over 85,000 jobs in this country.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
Yeah, well, that's really something. I mean, to have those kinds of gaffes, or can you imagine if Trump said something like that?
Yeah, they would have been talking about it still. I heard Biden when he said it.
That's right. Well, exactly. And unfortunately, the virtual campaign for Joe Biden is also not going well. He's missing something, obviously. So we're going to see how this works out in terms of moving forward for their convention in whatever form that it takes. But honestly, you know, I don't think that the enthusiasm is there. I think a lot of Democrats would want to change horses in midstream at this point, but they're pretty much locked in, I think.
All right, hold that thought. And Eric in Seminole is saying that they are using the Joseph Stalin playbook. Okay, very good. Now, I will be right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, right after we take this quick break. And by the way, President Trump got rid of another State Department Inspector General. We're going to tell you who prompted that move and why it was done. And by the way, Hillary Clinton has her footprints on this too. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Kyle's on the phone waiting for me to come back to him, but I got to tell everybody this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, most of you know, except for maybe our new listeners in Columbia, South Carolina, and hello to you guys, and hello to Dallas, hello to Sally over there in Plano. I've been taking Relief Factor for going on 4 years right now. And if you're struggling with pain, if you've got arthritis pain, if you've got back pain, if you've got neck pain, shoulder pain, maybe you got foot pain or muscle aches and pain in general from just working, doing the type of work you do, well, how about giving a new product a chance, all natural, called Relief Factor? And it's very easy to do. You start out with a 3-week quick start. And at the end of the 3 weeks, if not before, you'll know whether or not that product will work for you. It only costs $19.95. Now, here's the deal. Somebody said to me, they said, well, how do I know it's going to work for me? Well, you don't know until you try. All right? You don't know until you try. And the thing of it is, folks, is they gave me a website. So you can go over to the website. It's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and go in there. You'll see a little video with Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team, owners of Relief Factor. Look at the video. It tells you all about what's in it, how it works, this, that, and the other. You'll hear some customer testimonials in there. And then just click on the other link that's right there for the 3-week quick start. $19.95 is all it costs, and after all you got to lose is pain. relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back in here. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the thing of it is with this, all this stuff that's going on with the State Department that we heard about yesterday, President Trump fired this, what's his name, Linick? Steve Linick?
Linick, yes.
Yeah, fired the State Department watchdog. Now, this guy has a track record. Because nobody's talking about back in 2016, that the Hillary Clinton campaign accused this guy, Mr. Linick, personally, of leaking information about the Hillary Clinton campaign and what she did in the State Department. Some of the things that she did were not exactly above board. But they threatened this guy as being the leaker, and they wanted him fired then in 2016. Didn't happen.
Yes, very interesting. Well, this particular episode, Captain, revolves around, of course, what many in Congress believe to be a probe into sale of arms to Saudi Arabia a couple of years ago, in which the president declared an emergency in order to push through the sale. This was, I should say, back in mid-2019.
I think it was more than arms. I think there was jet planes involved in it, too.
Yes, exactly. And but investigators, again, and the Congress believe that this is what this is, revolving around. But, of course, what Secretary Pompeo was saying is that he went to the president, told the president that Linick, according to him, was undermining, quote-unquote, the department's mission, but we don't have any other specific details about that. And then the president has communicated to the Congress, especially to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, that he had lost confidence in Linick, and that's where it stands right now. But there is the other matter that people have talked about, something to do with Mike Pompeo, maybe having people do some personal errands for him. But at the same time, though, Captain, this is another situation where you get the Democrats, the Democrat power elite, wanting to scream from the rafters literally anything and everything that President Trump ever does. Everything is a five-alarm fire for them. It is just, and after a while, it just becomes noise. It looks like they never pick and choose what they want the American people to think is important.
Now, there's something else that's important right now, and it's the fact that yesterday the FBI released information that connected directly the Pensacola gunman, the Saudi Arabian cadet, the lieutenant from Saudi Arabia gunman, to Al-Qaeda over a 21-month period, where he had been communicating back and forth with them. He had done integral planning on this escapade that he did that killed three of our sailors and wounded a bunch of others.
Yes, and what this does, again, is it points up the fact that there are people among us who wish us harm, and there are people among us who are functioning in such a way that they may not have any kind of suspicion upon them. And it means, Captain, unfortunately, that this particular threat has not gone away.
Now, the president yesterday drew a whole bunch of buggy eyes looking at him when he made the announcement that he was taking hydroxychloroquine and had been for about the last 10 days. And all the media just jumped all over them. Oh, my God, aren't you scared? Or why? Oh, are you sick? And then there were articles that came out afterwards. And, of course, then one of the articles was, listen to this one. Trump says he's taking hydroxychloroquine despite the FDA warning.
Well, that's, isn't that
people... What does that sound like? What does that sound like? Like, oh, maybe he's doing something that might not be, he shouldn't be doing it. Well, guess what? The damn stuff works. Everywhere and anywhere they've been using it, it works, and they're using it as a precaution so you don't come down with it.
Exactly right, Captain. And this is a great example of literally putting your money where your mouth is. The president himself taking this particular regimen and knowing quite a lot about it. I heard him say in his press conference he speaks from experience. He seems to understand any risks, and he also understands, though, that this has been around for 40 years, and it seems to be promising. So for all those in the media who want to simply poo-poo it because it's Donald Trump saying it, and even those in the medical professions and so forth who have tried to poo-poo it all, I recall, Captain, when we were doing reports on what was happening initially in New York City, they were giving that to patients. Other people were taking hydroxychloroquine. You could probably bet your bottom dollar that a lot of the big-time politicos are taking hydroxychloroquine.
Guarantee.
Yes, exactly.
Because it's cheap and it works.
Because it's cheap and it works. But yet, the narrative has to be wrestled away from anything President Trump says, evidently, because now we have to go down a much harder road. But here's the thing. Sometimes you have sort of a shotgun approach to things. You want to do things that work and combine them together. Find the right, cocktail, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, for some reason, because President Trump lauded the drug, it all had to be completely, taken down in the media.
Well, listen to this comment from the chat room, and again, it's our friend Eric. He said, infantile left would freak out and declare a state of national mental health emergency if President Trump came out and told everyone that he tore off the federal warning tag on a set of pillows. That's a good one.
Just about right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, the Flynn judge, Sullivan, who I believe probably is going to get himself removed from this case. That may be another way of him doing it with all the stuff that he's up to. His buddy that he hired, the other judge, the retired judge, to come in, wants to get his case up in June as to why we should still be going on with this, and he wants to call witnesses for why the prosecution should continue and all that stuff. But at the earliest right now, it looks like as if Sidney Powell may get their first argument against the dismissal on June the 10th, and she may at that time be able to file paperwork. But in the meantime, a whole group of Republican attorney generals have come out as a group, and I mean we're talking about 15 or 20 of them, and they've asked the Department of Justice to step in and remove this judge.
Well, Captain, we have seen some political things in our time, but this is really ranking up there with a political maneuver that is designed only as a distraction and as a something that is going to slow down the wheels of justice. We have seen overwhelming evidence of what happened to General Flynn, and to go down this road right now, I don't think anybody could argue that it is nothing but political, and that's not what the American people want, especially because justice is supposed to be blind. Those scales are there for a reason, and those scales tipped in favor of Michael Flynn when all of that exculpatory evidence, that Brady evidence, came out.
Right, and I'm talking, everybody, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and, of course, Kyle is the host of the Kyle Warren Show. We'll tell you all about that here in a little bit. Now, Senator Marco Rubio, our senator from Florida, he, by the way, happens to be our senior senator from Florida now, he has been chosen as the acting Intel Committee and chair after Senator Burr stepped down. Now, we'll get into that when we come back because I hear the break music coming in here, so hang on, Kyle. But this is a big deal. Because Marco Rubio has been slowly but steadily working his way up the seniority ladder, if you will, and he's changed some of the things that he's done to get there. Now, this is interesting. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said that he is taking the controversial drug hydroxychloroquine, an anti-malaria drug that the Food and Drug Administration had warned against widespread use of, along with zinc as preventative measures against coronavirus.
You'd be surprised at how many people are taking it, especially the frontline workers, before you catch it. The frontline workers, many, many are taking it. I happen to be taking it. a couple of weeks ago, started taking it, because I think it's good. I've heard a lot of good stories.
President Trump has said he's had zero symptoms of coronavirus infection and is tested for it daily. Studies are looking into the potential impact of using the drug in combination with zinc or antibiotics. The president continues to tout the potential of a drug combination, including hydroxychloroquine, claiming that it had a real chance to be one of the biggest game changers in the history of medicine. This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O, and their website is Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, if you trot on over there to their website, they can give you rate quotes on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle, the RV, whatever else you have to insure. And, oh, by the way, they also have homeowners and renters insurance, too. So, get yourself a quote. See if they can save you some money like they have me and many, many other thousands of people. Plus, by the way, right now, you'll get a 15% discount on whatever the policy is until October the 8th, either existing policy owners that are renewing or new policy owners that are coming in there. So, Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. See if you can save a bunch of money over there like I have. All right. Kyle Warner, the professor of politics, is right back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I have watched Senator Marco Rubio ever since day one when he first came on my radio show as a candidate. And he came on my radio show as a candidate just about every week during the hard-fought campaign that he had for Senate. Because if you remember right, remember who one of his opponents was?
Who was that?
Charlie Crist.
Okay, yeah.
Who now is a congressman in Florida 13 who's going to have himself a whale of a race this year because the Republicans are doing everything they can to expose Charlie and the fact that he is not a friend of the veterans, number one. Number two, he is not a friend of first responders. And number three, he's only around when it's beneficial to him.
Sounds like your garden variety, you know, stereotypical
party. Garden variety, yep. Progressive, left, liberal, socialist, Democrat.
Yep.
Okay. Now, getting back to Senator Marco Rubio, I've watched him mature. He's made some mistakes along the way. That's to be expected. But he's always been fair. and square. I've talked to him after he was a senator. I met him a couple of times, interviewed him. Again, I've had probably three or four opportunities to interview him and have him on the program over the years since he got elected. But the thing of it is I think by learning from example, which is what I believe happened, he suddenly now has risen in the ranks to where he's the acting Intel committee chair. That is a very, very impressive position.
Absolutely, because of course they deal in very highly classified investigations and work with very important.
And who do they oversee?
CIA and so forth.
And the DIA and all those others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, and all this stuff is so very important to our national security. I mean, it can't get any more important than that.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a Gallup poll out there. I just thought I'd throw this out there for the heck of it. It says that Americans are happier and they're less worried. Well, gee, I guess some of them are, but some of them, all you hear is the doom and gloom on the television because the TV networks go out and they try to find the people that have got the worst story and things are so bad. And look how it is here in Dallas. Look how it is here in Miami. Look how it is. And that may not be the case for everybody. And it's always been that way. Always.
Well, sure. And right now, of course, we're living in such unprecedented times. There's a lot of uncertainty. But I think, Captain, through that uncertainty, you're finding that a lot of Americans are reevaluating a lot of the things that are really important to them, and they are realizing that the fact if they're employed or if they have resources, that we're going to make it through, basically. So I think a lot of that is starting to take hold. Now, that being said, there's a lot of people out there, too, who are having some real trouble, and that's why we're always trying to encourage them and trying to let them know that, you know, one way or another, we are going to come through this, and especially this happiness factor seems to be tied in, too, with getting reopened and getting back to work and getting the country going again.
Yeah. Now, we've got an interesting situation in Oregon. And Richard the Marine, of course, is not very happy right now up there in Oregon. But a judge ruled that the Oregon virus restrictions were invalid. And that's the way it started out about lunchtime yesterday. Well, by the time it got to be dark and into the hours of the evening, the Supreme Court of Oregon overturned that decision and said, no, the governor, Kate Brown, does have the authority to do what she's done and shut the state down and tell everybody you can't do this, you can't do that. So now what?
Well, Captain, basically what this is all about is that there are a couple of different state laws that allow the governor to issue these kinds of emergency, orders, edicts, call them what you want. One of them, under the guise of public health, has to be issued for a 14-day period. Then it can be re-upped after another 14 days, but after those 28 days have expired, the governor would have to go to the state legislature for approval. So that's where this original case was brought, under the idea that it was under that particular kind of law that the governor issued her orders. But right now, of course, as you mentioned, it was upheld by a judge. The judge said that's exactly right. Not just the idea of you can't go to church and have a congregational meeting, basically, you have church on Sunday, but all of the coronavirus restrictions were halted by this lower-level judge below the Supreme Court, is what I'm trying to say. But once it got to the Supreme Court said, nope, that is all going to stay in place for now. And, of course, the governor has responded that somehow the science keeps telling her that she has to do what she's doing and so on and so forth. So stay tuned. This could go a little bit higher up, as they say, and maybe go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah, it could. And the other thing is President Trump yesterday chimed in again about Mitt Romney. He and Romney just don't get along ever since that vote against the president earlier in the year. But he called Romney a loser after the senator criticized the president's firing of the watchdogs. Well, hey, they serve at the pleasure of the president, and these are the guys that had been there Some of them had been appointed by Barack Obama. You always ask, okay, and I don't get this. I don't understand why Donald Trump didn't do this. You always ask for all the people that were appointed by the former president to submit their resignations. Then you go in, you look, and you see who it is you want to keep and who it is you don't.
Well, that's right, Captain. That is essentially an unforced error in the initial stages of the Trump administration.
Well, you know where I fault that?
Where's that?
That's his chief of staff at the time. That was Brent Priebus.
Brent Priebus. That's right.
Yeah, and Brent Priebus should have known that, and he didn't, and they kept all those people.
Yeah, precisely. And also, I think President Trump is the kind of person who thinks, you know, he can work with just about anybody. He sort of prides himself, I think, on being able to come into any situation and make do, as it were. But right, this was a particularly bad thing, which has caused nothing but headaches. And, of course, that's why he's trying to weed them out, and sometimes just one at a time.
Now, we got a little tag teaming going on here with the former presidents. Bill Clinton slammed the Trump era, quote, tribalism in a message to some 2020 graduates that he spoke before on a virtual broadcast. And he said, our democracy is at risk. What's wrong with that statement?
Well, number one, we're not a pure democracy. We're a federal republic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, you know, basically, I don't think that there's Trump tribalism going on. I think the tribalism was here long before that, and it's mostly foisted on us by Democrats over several decades. It's really bad.
Now, a pharmaceutical company called Moderna reported yesterday positive data in the first phase of their coronavirus vaccine trial, and as a result, their stock shot through the roof and the stock market went for an upward ride.
That's exactly right, Captain. It went up over 900 points today on this notion that this test went well, that a vaccine could be more in the near term rather than the long term. And so that's right. It did have a real positive effect. And evidently, the people that had taken this initial trial or initial testing did develop the coronavirus antibody.
Correct.
Yeah. So that is huge, because so many people, I think, are looking towards the idea of having a vaccine as the one thing that would get us back to quote-unquote normal. But until then, of course, we're finding ways to live with the possibility of exposure to this virus.
Yeah.
But you're right. And the stock market really reacted. In fact, we also saw some airline stocks. I think Disney went up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because on the anticipation that things could get better sooner than later.
Well, it's all true. And by the way, finally, and here comes the break, AOC is still fighting that $2,000 tax bill after a failed publishing venture. That's what she's saying. She doesn't have to pay the $2,000 in taxes that are owed. And she's still fighting it about 4 or 5 years after the fact. Unreal. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and now it's time for a Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop on by. They got everything you need if you're out there on the road. We'll get her going right now. Right there, bringing in on that one, and I'll tell you what, that is something you can really get into, and let me bring Kyle Warren into this. Were you tapping your toes on that one?
Absolutely. Yeah, I like that.
I guarantee you we had drivers on that one that were just going, yeah, man, but we'll see if we can get a little bit more of this before the top of the hour news here. All right, well, here we go. Slow-moving systems in the east and the west are bringing areas of heavy rain and snow. If you're out there in California in the mountains, a slow-moving storm in the east is going to bring heavy rain and a potential for flash flooding from Ohio to the southeast. Out in the west, another storm is going to bring locally heavy rain with higher elevation snows to the Intermountain West. Now, the Sierra Nevadas, you've got all types of winter snow warnings, and the higher you go, the more the snow, a foot plus when you get above 7,000 feet. And in the high plains, storms could become severe. Now, there's a real possibility that there could be more tornadoes popping up. Meanwhile, windy and dry conditions are keeping fire weather threats critical in the southwest and the Four Corners areas of the country. So, Kyle, what's the snow situation out there in California? I know it's pretty much confined to the Sierra Nevadas.
Well, that's right, Captain. As part of this winter storm warning that's going on, mostly in the east of California. If you're up near Sacramento, it'll be way to the east of you. But heading down through even Yosemite National Park and down through the Sierra National Forest, you're right.
Yeah, but in Nevada, you got high winds to the east and south of Reno, and down in the mountains there in the central part of Nevada, again above 6,500 feet, 7,000 feet, they've got a winter storm warning down there for rain turning to snow, turning to freezing rain, sleet, and then back to snow again. It's going to get real messy in the mountains in central Nevada.
That's exactly right, Captain. And also, here in Southern California, we still have some wind warnings out there in the Inland Empire areas and down in through Anza Borrego, desert area and so forth. So, again, with those high-profile vehicles, be careful.
Okay, well, up on I-40, you got a fire threat advisory east of Flagstaff, going up to Flagstaff, climbing out of Kingman. You got a high wind warning in Utah. A lot of high winds blowing around tonight there, I-80, I-15. I-70 fire threat advisory over into Colorado, and then in Colorado you got a fire threat advisory there, as well as a severe weather statement for the southeastern corner of Colorado tonight and for the northeastern corner of New Mexico for possibly the development of some storms that could happen. It might not happen. Then you got some rain up in Wyoming tonight, and you got some rain across the western part of Montana, rain in Coeur d'Alene up there in Idaho, on down towards just a little bit north of Boise, and then up in the I-90 going in through Wenatchee and Spokane, you've got rain up in that area. But fog in the Metroplex of Dallas tonight as you go up 35 and go out east on 30 to head towards Arkansas, and some fog again along Galveston on the Gulf. And Kyle, you want to talk about high temperatures? How about 115 degrees today down on the Mexican border, down there around Presidio, Texas?
Well, that's very hot. Well,
yep, and that's where the hottest temperatures in the country are going to be today, right down there. Now, moving up into the Midwest, we do have rain. We have flash flood watches and warnings, and right now I'm looking at the central part of Ohio, and right around Columbus, we've got some flash flood warnings. Lots of rain in that area right now, on down into the northeastern part of Kentucky, and also the southeastern corner of Indiana, some scattered showers up in Michigan, scattered showers around Chicago, too. And I'm seeing in North Carolina, just a little bit east of the Black Mountain area, I'm seeing rains in there. I'm seeing flood watches and warnings. And it looks like that's I-85 coming up out of South Carolina where the rain is right now.
That's exactly right, Captain. As you mentioned, Chicago, I also see a lot of flood warnings in that particular area, as well as you head down through Joliet and surrounding areas.
And then going off the East Coast, we got our tropical storm Arthur as it pulls away from the Virginia and Chesapeake Bay area and the New York City and Philadelphia, New England area. It's just barely skirting along the coast of New England to include Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts, and it'll be making a right turn. And it looks like one of the tracks has it coming back down around towards Bermuda.
Yeah, exactly right. And this is even early on when, before Arthur was a named storm, Bermuda was in its sights, and it is going to be once again, unfortunately.
All right, and to all our trucking compadres out there, the price of oil yesterday jumped quite a bit. Now, West Texas crude right now is back over $30 a barrel. It's actually at $31.82 a barrel as we start the day. Our Brent crude went up to $34.81 a barrel. The one-year forecast now on oil is back up to $36 a barrel. And here we go with the price of gasoline and diesel. Gasoline wholesale at the refinery is now $1.03 a gallon, and in diesel at the refinery is now $1.01 per gallon.
Yes, exactly. And I hate to say that in California, I've seen prices ranging from $2.99 a gallon all the way up to $3.15. And unfortunately, we're not seeing a lot of those low prices. They hit a little bit of low prices, about $2.75 a couple of weeks ago, but we've seen it only climb from there.
All right, well, let's talk about something else here before we have to go to the top of the hour break. Out there in California, taxpayer funds have been released to the immigrants, apparently, in California, and we're being told that they were released illegally. Now, what's that all about?
Well, yeah, we're learning more about that, and this has to do, I think, with the idea of trying to get these...
Is that the stimulus, the $500 a...
Exactly, yeah. So that is being challenged, as I understand. It's not politically popular, I think, with a lot of people in California, but that's something that the governor has wanted to do since day one of this crisis, but I do think it will be challenged, yes, or there may be some fruit there.
Now, the California governor made a comment yesterday that really upset me and a whole bunch of my brother firefighters and EMS and police officers around the country. He said if they don't get the money they need from the federal government, the first thing to be cut will be the first responders.
Yes. Now, this was part of what Governor Newsom was talking about even just the other day, Captain. He had wanted a 10% cut across the board, and that even at that time included firefighters and first responders, as you said.
Yeah, we'll see what happens when they have the fire season again.
Well, no kidding, and we're just now getting into fire season here in California. And so it's not a great way to make friends and influence people.
All righty.
Sure.
All righty, we got to head out because Top of the Hour News is coming up, and I'm going to take us to the Top of the Hour News with our 18-wheeler buddies here. These are all truck drivers, by the way.
Really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.